二节，这时候请关于姐妹为我们念这段经文。
利未记第一章，耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西，对他说：你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给耶和华，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。读经到此，愿主赐福赐他听他话语的人。
这时候，请蓬莱福弟兄为我们正道，也请牧师为今天信息来做翻译。
Morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
主内弟兄姐妹早安好。
Truly, it's a privilege to worship with you today.
能够今天跟你们敬拜啊，是个福气。
Today's exhortation was inspired by my own personal study.
我讲这堂道是因为被我自己的考察、我自己的研究而被激励的。
And this book of Leviticus is a book that we today here in the modern day church often neglect.
这卷利未记这卷书呢，在现代的教会通常是被忽略的。
But what is interesting is in the Jewish thinking, this was the first book that was studied and that was taught to their children.
有趣的是，在犹太人中，这是第一卷孩子们学习的一卷书，并且也是他们呀，他们被教导的。
You see, we Christians today often neglect Leviticus because the sacrifices are no longer valid for us.
我们今天的基督徒所以会忽略这个利未记，是因为献祭的这件事情对我们来讲已经我们不再做了。
However,for the Jews, this was the only way for a sinful man to communicate with a holy God.
然而，对一个犹太人来讲呢，这个献祭是唯一罪人能够亲近圣洁的神唯一的途径。
So the first thing Jewish children were taught, how a sinful man or sinful person like a child could communicate with a holy God.
所以因此，这个犹太人的孩子学习的第一卷书，一个有罪的人怎么样的跟圣洁的神能够沟通
？And if you study Leviticus chapters 1 to 7,
如果你研究利未记一到七章
，you will find that there are several sacrifices.
他提到几种的献祭
，But today we will study the first sacrifice.
今天我们会研讨第一种的献祭
，And this sacrifice is known as the burnt offering. In a shortened form, is burnt offering.
这个献祭呢，简短来讲呢，就是个完全被献上的燔祭。
But the correct or the entire Jewish translation is the whole burnt offering.
但是在犹太人一个准确比较准确的翻译呢，是被完全被献上的燔祭。
And you will find that of all the sacrifices, this is the first sacrifice.
那么你会发现说，在提到不同的献祭中呢，这是第一个献祭。
It is the first sacrifice because it is the most important sacrifice.
它所以是第一个献祭，是因为它是最重要的祭。
This sacrifice in chapter 1 lays the background or the basis for the subsequent sacrifices.
这第一章提到的这个献祭呢，就为接下来的祭物呢铺上这个根基。
Introduction. So this whole burnt offering was the ultimate, the supreme sacrifice that a Jew could offer a holy God.
因此呢，这个燔祭呢是终极，就是最重要的那个献祭，就是犹太人能够献给神最伟大的献祭。
You will find that the other sacrifices.
那么你会发现说，其他的祭物。
The offering that what the sacrifice was often shared between God and man.
其他的祭物呢，他们献祭完后呢，他们这个祭物呢就分享给人跟神。
But this sacrifice is so special that it is wholly devoted to God.
但是这个燔祭呢是这么特别，以致它是完全献给神的。
There is no participation from the human. The entire offering is offered to God.
人呢无法参与吃这个祭物，这个祭物呢是完全献给神。
Now you will find that in this burnt offering there are three possibilities.
在夹到这个燔祭呢有三个可能。
One is the first is the bull.
那第一个呢就是牛犊。
The second is a sheep.
那第二个呢就是羊。
And then the last one is the pigeon.
第三呢就是鸽子。
Now, in Leviticus chapter 1.
在利未记第一章
you will find that the description for the first offering, the bull, is the most detailed.
那讲到这个牛犊的这个燔祭的时候呢，是讲到最细的。
It is the, what the second two, what the other two are a little bit shorter because the principles of the first one has been laid already.
而第二跟第三个这个祭物呢，讲到时候呢，细节比较少，是因为之前的第一个献祭燔祭呢，所列的这个原则已经为第二、第三个献祭物呢立下根基了。
You will find that the other sacrifices in chapters 2 to 7, they are some of them are mandatory sacrifices.
在第二章到第七章讲到这个献祭的祭物的时候呢，有些呢是必须献的祭物。
But this one in chapter 1 is strange, is different.
但是第一章的这个祭物呢，很微妙。
It was a purely voluntary sacrifice.
这个第一章所提到这个献祭呢，是个完全自愿献上的一个祭物。
And this voluntary sacrifice had only one purpose.
而这个自愿献上的祭物呢，只有一个目的
：to atone for the sinful man's sinful condition.
它的目的呢是。为了要为人的罪性，为人所犯的罪呢，献上赎罪来赎罪。
Okay, I'll go briefly, quickly. Points 1 to 4, you can read it up here.
我很快的看第一到第四点，你也可以在这里在屏幕上阅读。
The main elements of this whole burnt offering.
这整个燔祭的它的主要元素。
Number one, you have to bring an acceptable animal.
第一，你必须。这个带上去的牲畜呢，必须蒙约纳。
This animal had to be sacrificed at an acceptable place.
而这个牲畜呢，必须献在一个被约纳被定预定的一个地方。
Then this animal will be considered acceptable on behalf of the offerer.
这样子所献上的祭物呢，就能够就能够被因为带。这个为那个献祭物的人呢而被接纳。
And then finally, you have to sacrifice the animal correctly.
那最后呢，你必须以正确的方式来献上这个燔祭。
Let us encounter.
我们来看。
Okay, this. Can you see my laser print pointer here?
你可以看到我的鼠标吗
？Okay, this.Is symbolically the holiest. This is called the Holy of Holies.
这个地方呢，就是在它是代表至圣所、至圣的地方，这至圣所。
And this is a place where God symbolically lives.
这个地方呢，也是神代表性的，他住在这里。
And nobody can enter this Holy of Holies.
这个地方至圣所呢，是没有人能够进入的。
Except the high priest and only once a year.
那也就除了这个大祭司，而大祭司只能够一年一次进到这个地方。
The sacrifice we are looking at today.
今天我们要观看的这个祭物
is actually, oh sorry, is here.
那么我们
is in this area.
这个要献上的祭物呢，就是在这个地方被献上的。
And you will find that in as you move from right.To left, as you move from right to left.
那当你从这个右手边走向这个左手边，这是从东走到西的时候
，you will find that the level of holiness increases.
当你从东走到西，就是从右走到左的时候呢，那个 圣洁的那个程度呢，一直在加增。
That means you see where God lives, you must be absolutely holy here.
也就是说呢，你看到在这个左手边的这个神住的地方呢，当你来到这个地方呢，你必须是完全的圣洁。
But today's sacrifice, but today's sacrifice occurs here.
啊，但是啊，今天要献上的祭物呢，是啊，发生在啊这个右手边。
And you will find that this place anybody can enter.
而这个地方呢，是每一个人任何一个人都能够进入的。
And I'll explain why I'm a little bit long in this background.
那我要解释为什么我在讲到这个背景的时候呢，我会稍微花多点时间。
Because I have to put your mind and let you understand the sacrifice and where its location of the sacrifice is.
因为我必须让你明白。有关于这个献祭呢，它在哪里被献的
？Okay, we read it. If the offering is a burnt offering from a herd, that means a bull.
它的供物若以牛为燔祭
，you are to offer a male specific. It's specific. There's a gender there. A male without defect.
那你献上的祭物呢，必须是一只没有残疾，这个被强调的没有残疾，并且是公牛。
You must present it at the entrance to the tent of the meeting.
并且呢，你必须在会幕的门口献上。
That means.
这意思说。
That means you need to bring a male a bull without defect.
所以呢，你必须拿一只没有残疾的公牛犊。
And you are to bring it here.
你要把它带到这个右手边的这个地方。
Now.The location, this location, as I mentioned, is where anybody can enter.
那刚才我所讲，我讲过了，这个地方呢是任何一个人都能够去的地方。
But this is as far as anybody can enter.
然而呢，同时间呢，人能够去的地方呢，最多也是这个地方。
Anything beyond the left of this laser pointer,
那么这个过了这个，那个鼠标所指的那个地方呢？过了这个地方呢
？Only holy priests could enter.
过了这个地方呢，也只有圣洁的祭司能够去。
So this was a picture that sinful men cannot directly approach a holy God.
因此呢，这整幅图画呢需要强调，有罪的人不能够亲近圣洁的神。
So through this sacrifice in chapter one,
因此接着第一章的献祭。
God tells what the Jews in general.
他告诉当时一般的犹太人
I am a holy God. I reside in this place.
我是个圣洁的神，我住在这个地方。
You cannot simply approach this place.
你不能够随意的来到这个地方。
You must be holy to enter this place.
你要进到这个地方，你必须是圣洁。
But I will allow you to worship me outside.
然而呢，我会允许你在外面那个地方呢来敬拜我。
So we learn here, sinful man cannot approach a holy God.
因此，我们学到有罪的人不配接近神。
And why is this important?
为什么这个重要呢
？Because the world believes anybody can approach God by anyhow, ma. God is universal. I can approach him in any way I want.
因为世界的人都是这样子相信呢，我。要怎么敬拜神，怎么亲近神，就怎么亲近神，敬拜神。这个是世界的理念。
But Leviticus chapter 1 is very clear. There are specific instructions.
但是利未记第一章讲得很清楚，要亲近神，有一些必须明白的一些很清楚的这个吩咐。
And it is for the offerer to comply.
而这些规条，要亲近神的这规条。必须是那个献祭的人呢，必须符合的。
Verse 4, you are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering.
第四节，你要按手在燔祭的头上。
And it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you.
那燔祭呢，便能悦纳，为他赎罪。
So you got to imagine now,
你要想象。
You have a bull here, lah.
在这里呢，有一只牛犊。
Bull is about this height, lah.
这个牛犊大概这样子高。
So what you're supposed to do is lay your hand on the head of this bull.
那么你要做的呢，就是把你的手按在这个牛犊的头上。
And the symbolism of this act.
而这样子的一个举动所代表的。
Basically, there are two pictures that are incorporated in this one action.
这样子的一个举动呢。就带出了两件事。
First is, I am a sinful person.
那第一呢，就是我是个罪人。
And I am transferring, so to speak, my sins over to this blameless or without blemish bull.
现在呢，我把我的罪呢，把它传到这只没有残疾没有亏欠的这个牛犊的身上。
Number two.What happens to this bull later?
那第二，发生在这个牛犊的身上过后的事情。
I'm responsible.
我负责任。
So I'll repeat that.
让我再重复。
I put my hand on the head of this bull.
我把我的手放在这只牛犊的头上。
I say I am a sinful man.
我的意思是说呢，我是个罪人。
But this bull is.Perfect one is without blemish.
但是这只牛犊是没有残疾，是完美的。
I symbolically transfer my sins to this bull.
我是代表性的把我的罪呢，把它挪到这只牛犊的身上。
What happens to this bull later? I'm responsible.
这只牛犊发生什么事情，我负责。
To make atonement means to purify. That means this bull, whatever happens to this bull later, will purify me.
换句话说呢，这只牛犊发生什么事情呢？它会赎罪，它会洁净我的罪。
Why is purification important?
为什么被洁净是这么重要呢
？Because without this purification, I cannot move towards God any nearer. I can't.
因为如果我的罪不被赎不被洁净呢，我不能够继续的往向前向神那边去。
Verse 5. 第五节。You, the offerer,
你那个献祭的人
，You are to slaughter the young bull before the Lord.
你必须在主的面前宰了公牛。
Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and splash it along the sides, at the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting.
亚伦子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在。会幕门口坛的周围。
There are three elements here. Let's look carefully.
那在第五节有三件事。
Number one is the offerer.
第一就是献祭者。
Number two is the young bull, the sacrifice.
第二呢就是那个年轻这个
young bull
的这个牛犊。
Number three, that is the priest.
第三呢有一位祭司。
Now, who is supposed to slaughter the bull? Not Aaron's, not the priest, you know.
那谁宰这只公牛呢？不是亚伦的子孙。
It is the offerer. The offerer is responsible to slaughter the bull.
是那个献祭的人，献祭的人要宰，要宰这只牛。
He is saying, "I am responsible for this. I am responsible for the bull's death."
换句说呢？当他这样子做的时候，他是说呢，这只牛犊所以死呢，是因为是我的责任。
And how did they slaughter this bull?
他是怎么宰这只牛犊呢？
Literally, it means slitting the throat of the bull.
这是这个按照字义呢，就是把他的喉咙那边呢，把它割了。
But this slitting of the throat refers usually.To a ritual slaughter or ritual sacrifice.
在当时呢，当你割那个喉咙的时候呢，就是代表这个礼仪的一个献祭。
That means this act of sacrifice is not for you to consume that, you know. It is an act of worship or an act of offering.
换句话说呢，你所谓割那个喉咙呢，不是因为你要吃那只动物，而是要你在敬拜神。
And where is this thing supposed to take place?
这个仪式是在哪里进行呢？
It's supposed to take place here.
它是在右手边的这个地方，鼠标那边地方进行。
And you will find that after Aaron, after the offerer slits the throat,
当这个献祭者他割了这个牲畜的喉咙后
then the priest what they'll do is they'll collect the blood that flows from the throat. You collect in a bowl because it's a big animal, so the blood keep on coming out.
那么
and you gotta carry catch it.
这个大祭司呢就会用碗盛着那个血一直在喷出来的那个血。
And then if you look at the text, the priests are supposed to splash the blood around the four corners. Sorry.
那祭司呢就会把这个血呢撒在这个祭坛的四角的周围。
Down here, that means they will take the blood and splash it on the four corners.
那么他们会把这个血呢就撒在这个祭坛的四周围。
So you can imagine this location here.
你可以想象这这个地方。
This location is really a gory place. Okay, the animal is crying, you know, they'll be shouting, you know, and the blood here. So it's actually a gory place, this place here.
所以你可以想象这个地方呢是非常混乱的血被撒满地都是血，而且那个牲畜呢一直在叫喊。
This is a picture of what Jesus will have to do. It's a picture of what Jesus will endure for us.
这是代表耶稣基督为我们做的事情，耶稣基督呢为我们承受的事情。
So by instituting Leviticus chapter 1, the burnt offering in the first chapter,
因此当他们把这个燔祭放在利未记的第一章的时候，
and as the Israelites are taught and they teach their children,
当以色列人学习，孩子们也学习的时候
，They are told you have to bring a blameless offering.
他们就学习到说，你必须带一只没有残疾的牲畜。
You put your hand upon this offering because you transfer symbolically your sin to this blameless animal.
当你把你的手放在这只牲畜的时候呢，你是在把你的罪转移到这个牲畜的身上。
What you are also saying symbolically, what happens to this animal next? I'm responsible.
你也在说，当你把手放在这地方的时候呢，这种牲畜过后发生的事情呢，我有责任。
You are to slaughter this animal, not somebody else. No, you, the offerer, got to slaughter this animal.
而且宰这只牛犊的这个人呢，不是那个祭司，而是那个献祭者自己要宰这只公牛。
The priest only collects this blood and splashes it.
祭司呢，只是把血盛上了，拿了，然后把它撒在这个祭坛上。
And this picture down here is a gory picture. It's a bloody picture. It's a place of violence.
而这个献祭的这个祭坛的这个地方呢，是个非常混乱，是个非常恶劣的一个地方。
It is a picture of Our Lord Jesus, who will have to suffer and die in our stead.
这个献祭的这个祭坛的地方呢，代表说耶稣基督就是这样子，要为我们通过的死来为我们受苦。
We go on. Verse 6 to verse 9 gives the mechanics of this sacrifice.
第六到第九节就跟我们讲在献祭的时候他们当做的一些细节。
Verse 6, you,
the offerer. 那人就是你。
You are to skin the burnt offering.
要剖去燔祭牲的皮。
And you are supposed to cut up this offering into several pieces. How many pieces is not specified.
并且呢把这个燔祭呢把它切成筷子几片呢这里没有讲。
Then the priest, what they'll do is they'll take all these pieces and arrange them on the altar, which I showed you just now.
So then, 这个祭司呢就会把这些切成筷子的这个牲畜呢，把它整理在这个祭坛上。
What the priest cannot omit,
祭司不能够忽略的是
，they cannot omit the head and the fat. The fat is actually something like the simplicity, the near the kidney area.
那这个他们不可以忽略呢，就是第一，那个头，牲畜的头；第二，是那个牲畜的这个脂肪。这个脂肪是什么地方呢？基本上就是简单讲呢，就是在那个肾的围绕这个肾的这些脂肪。
But the symbolism is clear. The head represents the rationale.
所代表的是很清楚的，那个头呢是代表他的理性。
The Jews regarded the fat as the place of emotion.
那么还有就是犹太人呢，他们认为呢那个里面的这个脂肪呢是代表我们的情感。
So he is saying that the head, this animal's head, and this animal's emotion got to be at least these two must be on the altar to be burned.
换句话说呢，他是说他强调。这个牲畜的头就是代表他我们的理性，和这个脂肪代表我们的感性，我们的感情呢啊必须献上。
And it has to be burnt on the altar，
并且在祭坛上被献。
Verse 9， you the offerer。
第九节，
you the offerer。
那个献于耶和华的这个就是你献祭的这个人，你。
You are to wash the internal organs of this butchered animal, and you are to wash the legs with water.
你要把这个燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗。
Okay, where does the water come from?
那水从哪里来？
Comes back here. This is where the water is.
那么洗这个燔祭的水来自哪里呢？就是来自这个。
Bronze,
这个铜盆，铜盆。
Okay, all right. So, this was a picture, and let me explain this a little bit more clearly.
让我解释更清楚，更清楚解释。
The priest will arrange the head and the fat.
祭司会整理这个头和这个脂肪。
This is a picture of Jesus voluntarily, totally surrendering himself, his rationale.And his emotion to God.
这代表耶稣把他自己、他的理性和他的感性完全献上。
But then the you, the offerer, he has to wash the internal organs and the legs, or the hind legs here in Hebrew.
但是献祭的人呢，必须亲自的把里面的内脏呢和脚把它洗干净。
Why?
Why? 为什么呢？
Because the internal organs, as I mentioned before, is a picture, or the Jews regarded it as the place of emotion.
为什么他要亲自洗呢？因为里面的内脏呢，就是代表一个人的感性、感情。
And this internal desire has to be daily cleaned by the offerer.
而这个里面的内脏呢，感情、理性呢，必须的感性呢，必须那个献祭者必须每天都洁净的一个地方。
Why the legs got to be washed with water? After all, the whole thing is going to burn, but why you want to wash this?
这个脚为什么要把它脚洗干净呢？反正那个脚呢，也不要完全被献上了。
And the reason is because the legs were okay. You got to remember this was in the desert, so the animal walk up and down. The legs are dirty and dusty, so it is a picture of whatever is external, dirty and dusty in the offerer's life has got to be daily clean.
因为牲畜之前。他是他在沙漠行走，因此是非常肮脏的。所以当他要洁净这个脚的时候呢，他是说呢，you're saying that the legs.
What the legs are muddy, you know.
Yes.
And then after that, he has to be washed. It's a picture of the offerer has to clean his external acts daily.
因此呢，把这个脚洗干净的时候，就代表这个献祭的人呢，必须洁净自己，洁净他的外在的肮脏。
We go on. Verse 9 already. And then the priest, okay, you wash the internal organs already, you wash the legs already, you the offerer.
你把这个脚
verse 9.
洗了，你也把里面的脂肪也把它洗了，在第九节。
And then now the priest is to burn all of it, A-L-L, all on the altar.
那祭司呢就会这个完全把这个祭物呢把它烧了，完全的烧。
And this burnt offering will have a smoke going up.
这个燔祭呢就会冒出烟来，就上腾。
And this and the smoke going up is called an aroma, something that is sweet smelling or pleasant.
这个上腾的烟呢，就是一个这个馨香的馨香。
And this is pleasing to the Lord.
而这个馨香呢，是神悦纳的。
Now, this one here is not because you burn the thing, then it become pleasing to the Lord. No, I just want to clarify.
那我要澄清，它所以成为神悦纳的馨香呢，不是因为你把它烧了。
It is the entire ritual from the time you get an unblemished bull to the time the bull is sacrificed to the time that the bull is fully offered. The entire process is now acceptable before God.
这个馨香所以蛇因为呢不是当时所冒出来的这个烟，而是因为整个过程，通过整个过程，从领那个血、领那个牛犊，并且怎么的洗献上，然后它这个产生出馨香来，这整个过程使到这个馨香被神悦纳。
To burn up in smoke, in the text, usually refers to act of worship, not for food consumption.
那这个焚烧成烟是代表敬拜，而不是代表说因为你要吃那个祭物。
Aroma pleasing to the Lord is essentially another way of saying God has accepted the offerer's sacrifice.
这个馨香，这个神。一个美丽的馨香，这是代表神已经悦纳了这个被献的祭物。
We put it all together now.
让我把全部的细节呢，我们一起来看。
The burnt offering is a voluntary offering to worship God.
燔祭是个自愿献上的一个祭物。
Today, here and now.
今天在这里
，God makes this invitation to all of us seated here.
上帝也邀请这里在座的每一位。
He invites us to voluntarily worship Him here.
他邀请我们自愿的来敬拜他。
But can anybody worship God?
但是每一个人，每个人都能够敬拜神吗
？Yes, you see, there are three offerings: the bull, the sheep, and the bird or the pigeon.
是的，有三种祭物，就是牛犊、羊跟鸽子。
Then you will find that.This is a way of God saying, anybody can worship me. Anybody can worship me.
这个牛犊，这个公牛犊，还有这个羊，还有这个鸽子呢，其实是代表说，任何一个人都能够来敬拜我的。
No matter what your social economic status is in society, you can worship me.
无论你是什么经济条件，你都能够来敬拜我。
I have made it possible for all who seek me to come and worship me.
我已经使到凡要寻求我来敬要敬拜我的人呢，都有办法来寻到我。
Our God is an inclusive God.
我们的神悦纳众人。
Second thing that this teaches us is this animal must be without blemish or it must be perfect.
那这个牲畜教导我们的第二个功课是，这个牲畜呢必须无瑕疵，必须是完美的。
This is a picture of a sinless sacrifice.That will have to die in my stead or in my place.
这代表有一天耶稣基督必须成为无罪的羔羊来代替我而死。
Point four, when the offerer puts his hand on the sacrifice.
第四点，当那个献祭者把他的手按在这个头上
，He is saying, "I am the sinner."
当他按在这个牲畜的头上的时候呢，他是说我是个罪人。
I need a sinless sacrifice to die on my behalf.
我需要一个没有罪的祭物来为我死。
The offerer himself slaughters the offering.
那个献祭者亲自宰这个供物。
I am responsible for Jesus' cruel death and suffering.
他是意思是说呢，耶稣基督残忍的死呢，我有责任。
The priest splashes the blood all around the altar.
当祭司把那个血洒在祭坛的周围。
This is a picture of Christ's life. Jesus' life is actually offered before God.
它是代表耶稣基督的生命呢，在神面前被献上了。
The priest now arranges the head, a picture of his rational, and the intestines or the area of the emotion are also burnt.
当那个祭司把这个头和那个脏腑把它整理在祭坛的时候
，This is a picture of Jesus who voluntarily sacrifices himself, his body, and his will to God.
它是代表耶稣基督很自愿的把他的理性。 和把他的情感把它献给神。
Point A, the offerer washes the internals and the hind legs.
第八点，当献祭者把那个脏腑和那个后腿把它洗干净的时候。
This is a picture of after I sacrifice this sinless animal.
这是代表说我献了这个没有罪完美的祭物后。
I have slaughtered this animal.
我宰了这只牲畜。
This animal has grown and suffered a cruel death at my hand.
这牲畜呢，它死得很惨，很残酷。
I will make a daily commitment.
我会立下一个每日的心志。
I will make a daily commitment to clean my internal desires, worldly, evil desires. I'll make that daily commitment.
我会每天立下一个心志，我要天天把我的属世的肮脏把它洁净掉。
My external acts, maybe a word that is wrongly spoken, a tone that is harsh.
我这个所讲的话可能是一个一个很多很多暴力的一句话，一个没有爱心的一句话。
These external acts, I make a commitment daily before God. I will clean myself. I will confess these sins.
有关这些外在的行为，我立下一个心志，我要洁净我自己。
The priest now burns the entire offering, and the aroma is considered pleasing to God.
当那个祭司把这个祭物完全献上烧了，而发这个产生出一个馨香。
As I bring this blameless of sacrifice,
当我把这个没有瑕疵的祭物带到这个神的面前。
I accept God's invitation. Yes, God, I want to worship you. I worship you with this blameless sacrifice.
我是他的，他意味着神，我要敬拜你。
I accept your voluntary invitation. I want to worship you with this bull.
我接纳你邀请我来敬拜你，我以这个耶稣基督这个没有罪的羔羊来敬拜你。
I know I'm a sinner. I cannot approach a holy God.
我知道我是个罪人，不能够亲近圣洁的神。
So I put my hand on this bull.
因此我把他手，我的手呢按在这个牛犊的头上。
I symbolically transfer all my sins to this perfect bull.
我很代表性的把我的罪呢转移到这个牲畜上。
I make this. I say I am responsible for these sacrifices, these offerings, pain and suffering and death. I am responsible.
这个牛犊，这个耶稣基督，他怎么被献上，怎么受苦呢？我有责任。
So today, God invites us here and now.
神今天也邀请我们
to make a voluntary sacrifice.
我们自愿的来献祭。
The principles are the same.
原则是一样的。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
But we have a perfect offering.
但是我们有一个完美的祭物。
And as we place our hand on this offering,
当我们的手，把我们的手放在这个祭物上，
we symbolically transfer our sins to Him, Jesus.
我们代表性的把我们的罪把它转移到耶稣的身上。
And as He died 2,000 years ago on the cruel cross, on the cruel death,
当他在2000年前，他死在残酷的十字架的时候，
I am responsible for that death.
耶稣的死是我的责任。
But he could have run away.
他可能会逃跑。
But no, according to this sacrifice, his head and his emotion wholly devoted to God.
但是他没有逃跑，他把他的头，就是代表他的理性，他把他的脏腑，代表他的感性呢，完全献上了。
And because we have this wonderful sacrifice before us today,
因为我们有这么一个奇妙的祭物。
And as I accept God's invitation to worship Him today,
当我接受了神邀请我来敬拜他的时候，
Lord, I make a commitment daily.
神，我立下心志，我要每一天，
my ungodly, evil, worldly desires, every day I will confess it.
我每天的俗世的罪性，所犯的罪，我会承认。
The words that I've used, the actions that I've taken which are ungodly or harsh,I confess them. I don't want to do that.
我所讲的犯罪的话，我所行的犯罪的事情，我承认 我不要再犯了。
And as in number 9 here, as the whole burnt offering is offered up, burnt completely to God, totally offered to God,
当这个祭物完全被献上的时候，
we know that God accepts that sacrifice.
我们知道神悦纳了。
Therefore, we know today, here and now, when we make this commitment in our hearts,
因此我们知道说，如果我们在我们的心中，我们立下心志，
God accepts Jesus as our whole burnt offering on our behalf.
神悦纳耶稣，也是耶稣代表我们，神也悦纳了我们。
Okay, just a couple of side points here.
那有几个重要的细节。
You will notice that God is very specific about the offering.
你会观察到神要献的祭呢，神很明确。
That means when we worship God, God tells us what is acceptable.
当我们敬拜神，神也跟我们清楚跟我们讲什么是他悦纳。
He tells us what pleases him.
他告诉我们什么他悦纳。
Those who worship God must bring the correct offering.
敬拜神的人必须拿神正确的祭物。
So when we worship God today, when we accept His invitation to worship Him today,
当我们接纳神的邀请来敬拜的时候，
we must worship Him through Jesus.
我们必须通过他的儿子耶稣来敬拜神。
There's no other sacrifice.
没有其他的祭物。
You see, the offerer cannot say. The offerer cannot say.
那个献祭的献祭者不能说。
Why don't we offer a giraffe? It's also a herbivore.
这个我们为什么不要这个献上长颈鹿呢？长颈鹿也是吃素的嘛。
It's a much bigger animal.
而且这只动物呢，高大多了。
The neck to the head is so much bigger.
从这个颈项到那个头呢，高多了。
Even in my opinion, this is even a better picture than the bull.
在我的看法中呢，这个大这个。长颈象呢？长颈鹿呢？它是更好的祭物。
That's the problem, brothers and sisters. We want to worship God on our terms.
这是我们的问题。我们常常敬拜神呢的时候呢，我们是选择我们要用的方法来敬拜神。
No, we follow God's specific instruction.
不，我们敬拜神，我们是按照神明确的吩咐来敬拜他。
God says this is the procedure. This is the ritual.
上帝跟我们讲说，过程必须这样子，礼仪必须这样子。
Then only the sacrifice is acceptable.
也就这样子的敬拜神，神我们的敬拜才能够得神悦纳。
So we cannot adapt the ritual.
因此呢，我们不能够这个随意的伸缩这个敬拜的方式。
We arrange for the zoo to deliver a giraffe.
我们安排，我们不能够安排这个动物园来。带给我们这个长颈鹿。
Then what we do, we shoot the giraffe instead of slaughtering. Yeah, we just shoot the giraffe. End result is the same lah. I mean, the giraffe dies, right?
我们不用宰杀，我们用枪把那个大长颈鹿把它射死，反正都是一样的，都是死的。
Hey, I scared to cut up this animal, so I ask my buddy lah. Hey, buddy, can you cut up the animal on my behalf now?
我不敢亲自宰这个这个动物我就叫朋友你可以替我宰这个动物吗
？Then this whole giraffe we put it on a I don't know a hot what hot plate and let it go into smoke。
那么呢这个长颈鹿呢我们就把它放在那个火炉
啊
这个烧炉的上面。
Also got smoke 嘛？
那么它反正它也会产出那个馨香。
True to be acceptable by God 吗？
神一定悦纳的吧
？Not true.
不是的。
Not true. We worship God on His terms.
我们敬拜神必须按照他的方式来敬拜他。
But His terms are so gracious.
但是他敬拜的，他要我们敬拜的方式呢，是充满着恩典的。
He provides the sinless Jesus.
他为我们预备了没有罪的耶稣。
We identify with Him.
我们。跟他认同。
We symbolically transfer our sins to him.
我们代表性的把我们的罪呢转移到他的身上。
When he died a cruel death, suffered and died, we were responsible.
当他残酷的死的时候呢，这是我的责任。
He could have run away at the Garden of Gethsemane. He didn't.
他可能在科西马尼园，他有机会逃跑，但是他没有逃跑。
He said this, "Not my will be done, but yours."
他说，愿你的旨意成全，不是我的旨意。
Now the sacrifice has gone up, and it is pleasing before God.
这个祭物已经达到你的面前，神悦纳了。
Why don't we have this same offering on our behalf?
为什么我们不要悦纳啊这个祭物呢？
This offering available here and now.
这个祭物呢，今天也你也能够领受的。
No need to go to a special place. A.
你不能够到，不用到一个特别的地方才能够领受。
Don't need a special time when the moon is like that, the stars are aligned, the star and what the sun is. No need.
你不需要安排一个特别的时间，当那个啊、天上的星星或者是月亮呢，它摆好阵的，我们才能够敬拜神。不用。
You don't need your buddy to accompany you.
你不用你的朋友来陪伴你。
Here and now, we can accept Jesus as our personal savior.
这个时候，这个地方，你能够亲自的接受耶稣。
And that is the picture of Leviticus chapter 1.
这就是利未记第一章所要带出来的。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for Leviticus chapter 1.
父神，谢谢你给我们利未记第一章。
Father, we thank you for the wonderful way this ritual has been laid out.
我们谢谢你，这个礼仪它这样子的进行是何等微妙。
And this ritual is meant to give us a picture of our relationship with you.
这个礼仪是要说明我们跟你的关系。
And how we can come before you.
我们能够怎么样的来到你面前。
Father, we thank you that no matter what our economic, socio-economic condition is, we can come before you.
我们谢谢你，无论我们的经济状况如何，我们能够来到你的面前。
We thank you for this sacrifice that you provided. We can't provide this sacrifice.
我们谢谢你为我们安排这个祭物，我们无法亲自自己安排这个祭物。
But Lord, we are responsible for His death, Jesus's death.
但是耶稣死是我们的责任。
Because we are sinners.
因为我们犯罪，我们是罪人。
Father, as we go through this week,
我们度过这座生活的时候，
as we go through this week, let us have this daily commitment.
帮助我们能够天天立志。
Have this daily commitment in our internal desires to rid ourselves of evil, worldly thoughts.
在我们心中，我们立志要除去我们属世犯罪的意念。
And our external, our appearances, the acts that we do, the words that we say, Lord, we also want to make a daily commitment to cleanse ourselves.
我们外在的行为，我们所说的话等，我们也要天天立志。
May our sacrifice for this week be acceptable before you.
但愿我们这一周我们献上的祭物你悦纳。
As we meet you next week again, Father.
好叫我们在下周我们与你见面的时候。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。